The decision by United and other major airlines to buy stun guns for their pilots is good news for a small company in Arizona. Business at Taser International has been booming since September. Mark Moran, a member station KJZZ, reports from Scottsdale.
Tasers look like something you'd expect to see in an early Star Trek episode, not in the cockpit of an airplane. Complete with a data port and gleaming red laser beam used for targeting, these high-tech weapons look like a handgun, but fire 50,000 piercing volts of electricity every time the trigger is pulled. Taser International CEO Rick Smith takes aim at a metal replica of a human torso hanging on the wall.
Basically, what we've done is we've used compressed nitrogen to fire two small wires out to a distance of 21 feet. We then transmit electrical energy through those wires and into the body of the subject, basically paralyzing him.
Smith co-founded Taser International with his brother Tom in 1993. It's currently the largest manufacturer of stun guns in the nation. But when the company started, these stun guns weren't really considered legitimate weapons, and the company's financial picture reflected that.
You know, for the first 6 or 7 years we were at this, there were 2 months where on the first day of the month, we knew we had payroll covered on the 30th day of the month.
For the other 82 months, Smith says, there were a lot of sleepless nights. But non-lethal weapons like the stun gun have become more popular in recent years, especially among police officers who say that in large crowds or public places, it's getting more difficult to tell the difference between an innocent bystander and a potential security threat.
You can use it without being 100% sure. Whereas lethal force, obviously, if you make a mistake and you shoot the tourist, there's a much greater overture or a much greater problem.
1,100 law enforcement agencies in the U.S. and Canada have ordered Taser stun guns in the last 2 years. And in October, United Airlines made the decision to equip 600 of its jetliners with stun guns, even before the Federal Aviation Administration has approved their use. Taser says it has commitments from 7 other air carriers as well. Since September, orders have risen 167%. In its small factory, the people building the stun guns are scrambling to keep up. Tom Smith says the company's producing 2,500 tasers a month, 2.5 times more than they were making a year ago.
The demand on our production side, we've increased our personnel by almost 70%. Just to be able to keep up with the demand and the growth that we've experienced in the last 12 to 18 months.
Needing to increase its employee base on short notice, Taser turned to church groups. There it found a ready workforce in the local population of war refugees from Serbia, willing to work for minimum wage. Heads down and fingers busy, they sit at 6 tidy workbenches building the stun guns from scratch, assembly line style, until they're ready to ship to 60 countries. 22-year-old Sonia, who's been in this country for just over a year, is a team leader and enjoys the pace of the work.
I'm really busy. in the last couple of weeks, it was really busy.
A recent poll says 80% of commercial pilots would prefer handguns in the cockpit, something airlines strongly oppose. So, tasers appear to be a compromise. United Airlines is currently training its 9,500 pilots to use them and hoping for FAA approval in coming months. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Scottsdale, Arizona.